Doesn't that computer know who you
don't
are?
Don't they have any idea?
Bow down to the Tech Talk host.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Behold the glory that is me.
A little while ago, I was installing some software, and I ran across this exact same
thing. I find you pompous, judgmental, and completely self-absorbed. Would you be my
onto
friend?
A Windows Vista machine.
You would think.
You'd think there'd
what?
Be no problem.
How could there be a problem with that?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Directory permissions with config.msi directory, blah, 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 blah.
This is Tech Talk.
All right.
Is it Tech Talk? I was wondering where I was.
It is. It is Tech Talk. Hey, I'm WRLR.
98.3 FM. Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Michael Tech Talk Kastler, Dave Sparky Saganaki. We're so glad to have you here with us. Welcome,
yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great to see your shiny
face.
Yeah,
welcome
across.
To me.
Yeah. Special guest today, yeah. Dave Sparky yeah. Saganaki.
When you drop below 50% attendance, what is that? I don't know. I'm sorry, folks.
And if we can get Skype working, we'll have Jay Garman on today, too.
Oh, boy.
And we were going to, you know, I really messed up. I double booked and then unbooked and then rebooked, and I don't know what happened. At any rate, we were going to have Eric Ginsburg on today. Eric Ginsburg is CEO of BookSwim. He had a fantastic lineup of pre-Christmas stuff, things that you can do without having to buy stuff. He had all this really cool things lined up about how you can actually rent party dresses. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, I know that.
I should have figured. Dave knows all about renting, but not party girls, party dresses, just the dress.
yeah. No. So he is going to be here.
He is not. I messed it up.
Well, tell people how great he was going to be if he's not here.
Is he
coming next week?
I promised the PR lady who was helping us, Annie DeSouza. I hope she doesn't mind hearing her name on air. Annie DeSouza. Did a great job helping us get this set up, and I blew it and screwed it up. So I promised her I would mention it on air. Well, now Eric has been on a few times, and I'm excited about having him back on again, hopefully someday soon in January here. Let me see here. We've got the name of the segment was Bobbles to Pines and Cakes to Cameras, Surviving Christmas 2.0 style. There's quite a few little websites that they've got that they wanted links through to. One was renttherunway.com. That's where you can get designer dresses for rent. BookSwim, of course, we've talked about a few times with Eric here, where you can rent books. They'll be sent to your home. So like a real paper covered hard whatever you want kind of book, and it'll no due dates, no late fees. It's like Netflix for books, basically. Rent a tree. Did you know you can rent a tree? rentxmastree.com. You can go and rent a Christmas tree. You can even ask for the same tree back the next year. They actually keep these things in, I don't know how they do it, but they're live too.
And really, they're live?
Well, that's
no.
Here's what it says. It says you can even request the same tree the following year, though it may have grown a few inches up and across.
Oh, so it's in a pot then? It's a potted tree.
I guess I've
got a Norfolk pine that's had babies. I've got like a mini forest of Norfolk pines in my house.
Oh, really?
You can always use that as a Christmas.
You know, there's some discussion about whether that constitutes truly a single tree or multiple trees when that happens, and the thought being that because the roots are actually what spawns a lot of these new trees, if they're close enough, if they're within a certain area and radius of the tree, that it's considered a single organism, not multiple trees.
Well, I need to repot because they're not going anywhere anymore, so that's a bit root bound, and so I need. So I'll find, I'll have to sever the roots.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. If you've potted them out, then obviously they're.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't done it yet.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's over my head. It's a tall collection of trees.
It's getting big. Yeah. Yeah. You could start selling those. Open Dave's Christmas.
Why would I do that? You can sell your kids. Go ahead.
Hey, if things get tight around the Kastler house, we.
Yeah. It's always an option.
Yeah. Let's see. They also had Rent Cycle. You can rent digital cameras, camcorders, lenses and all this. I had no idea. RentCycle.com. And then the last one they wanted to talk about, they were going to talk about Zipcar. I think we've talked about that before.
Zipcar and
Igo
cars.
Yeah. Exactly. You can rent transport for the holidays as well. So, neat stuff. I was excited to talk to Eric about. I'm always excited to talk to Eric, actually. He's just got a wealth of information, a wealth of interest and exciting stuff to talk about, no matter what we talk to him about. So I'm sure.
Fascinating guy. Always does a great segment.
He does. Yeah. He does. And he's popping.
Better than the rest of the show, actually.
Well, you know, and that's, I don't know if that's saying much, but it's definitely true. Definitely true. And he's been on the circuit too. We like having him on because people have heard him on Fox. They've heard him on CBS and ABC and then he gets to be here.
Tumbles into the cesspool that is Tech Talk.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Oops.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's not going to be on today. That was just a tease for everybody, but he will be on soon. I do have some other cool stuff I was going to talk to people about today. There's one thing I'm going to do. I promise I teased about this, that today was going to be an ear-splittingly good show because because I got in the mail, they sent me a review sample product, I guess is the way to put it. I don't know how you refer to these things. Of a backpack, an iSafe safety backpack. Now this thing,
backpack.
It's a backpack.
You're reviewing a backpack.
Yeah.
iSafe.
It's called iSafe because you got to put an I in front of everything these days.
Yeah. Or an E.
Maybe it's an eSafe. It's an eSafe. No, but it's not electronics. It's iSafe. I had to talk about it because they sent me this and it's a nice backpack. Number one, it's not a bad backpack, but the thing of it is that it's designed with safety in mind.
I didn't know backpacks were unsafe.
It's not about what's in your backpack. It's about protecting you personally, or your daughter or your wife.
So it's like airbags or something.
Just about. It's actually, it has the loudest alarm and siren that I have ever heard in my life. I was going to bring it in.
It doesn't protect your ears, does it?
No, you want to wear earplugs while you've got this. The idea behind it, there was actually, and of course, I don't have the information up here in front of me because I'm an idiot.
Are we being frank this morning?
If you listen, you know that already. This has got a Chicago connection.
What do they call that? Lacerating self-perception or something like that? There's a word for it. I can't remember what it is.
For me, it's just reality. Yeah. I think it's it's being realistic. Yeah. I'm going to do a quick search on it here. I'm sure that I'll pop it up. Oh, it was Sizemore is the name of the guy is what it was.
Sizemore is the name of the guy that gave you the backpack.
The guy that came up with the company. His first name, I can't recall. It's like Elbert or Edbert.
Great big Sizemore?
Egbert or something like this. But he was an R&B superstar back in the 90s, and for whatever reason got out of that, probably because he was one of these one-hit wonder people.
He low-jacked your backpack.
He low-jacks the backpack. I was going to do it in studio. And
step
then
away from the backpack.
Yeah, I tried it, though, at home, and, I mean, it was so ear-shatteringly loud that I was like, I can't take the chance we're going to wreck the equipment.
Oh, no, there's limiters here. It probably would.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
but my ears don't have
limiters. Well, you know what I'll do is I'll open the door here later. And
you have it with you?
I have it with me, yeah. Huh? I'll open the
stay
door.
Stay tuned for that.
Stay
folks.
Tuned for that. I'll give fair warning. I'll give you a little more info about it, and then I'm going to open the doors.
We'll hurt your ears later,
I'm going to open the doors, and then I'm going to crank this up.
The police station's right next door.
We
could put it on the top of the squad car and set it off and hide behind the wall and see what happens.
But it's got flashing lights on the back.
Oh, flashing lights. Great.
It's got an ear-splittingly loud.
Alarm.
It is not bulletproof. The idea of it is not. I had thought at first when I got it, I thought, oh, well, this is crazy. I mean, you're supposed to protect your stuff by if someone tries to take it off of you, it's going to set off this alarm. That's not really what it's for. I read more about it. It was to protect the loved ones in his life.
And
if you have this backpack, you can set off the alarm by pulling a simple string. So if it's kind of like a ripcord sort of idea. So if somebody is coming and going to attack you, they're going to molest you, they're assaulting you, you know, they're getting all up in your business, you just pull this thing. It sets off this alarm that's louder than a car alarm. And, you know, and
too bad there wasn't like another string for like a pepper spray. Fog, you know, an oil slick, you know, like like a James Bond.
Set off the electricity juice the guy.
Oh, that'd be really cool. Zap, you know.
What was that, RoboCop?
That sounds, you know, I shouldn't do that, you know. But I'm just hearing about this for the first time, and often I make fun of things that I just hear about.
As well you should. It's a...
I've done that before.
It's a funny
with different products and people that have come on the show and regretted it later. But...
No.
So my apologies to if there's somebody, you know, that.
But you know, and like I said, if it's a good quality backpack. It's my wife's been using it. She's been carrying it around and using it. She's moved away from the whole purse concept. She's got into the backpack concept. So which I'm all behind. She's always got so much. Stuff, excuse me, yes.
In this, for those of you that can read lips over the radio, please disregard. Yeah.
in this carry satchel thing that she's had that she refers to a purse, and now that she wants to carry the laptop with her and you know, all this, and it's
she's
bad
become
for
a
your,
target.
It's bad for your back.
So arms war now.
Well, it was just, this was a way that she could actually carry everything. You know, none of this will fit in just our standard purse. So now she's got it, and it's good for her back, too. It's much better to have the backpack. So.
Speaking of arms war, what about WikiLeaks?
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up the railgun. But WikiLeaks.
The railgun.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was. You know what? Jay will have a few things to say about that, I bet, too.
Yeah.
There was a Navy just had their first railgun test that they did that was fully successful. And, boy, where's the info on that? I've got that up here. I know I've got it somewhere. anyways, you were going to talk about WikiLeaks, though. Go ahead
on
WikiLeaks.
Well, no, we can talk about the railgun.
We'll talk about the railgun later. I can't find it. Did I delete it?
Was that on the other laptop?
It might have been.
So what do you think about it? It's turned into a cyber war with hackers attacking vending, you know, not vending, but credit card websites, that sort of thing. Do you have any insights into the psychology of people that would do something like that? I mean, first of all, WikiLeaks, let's do some background. WikiLeaks has been around for a few years. It's a website, and they've actually done some good stuff. They've won some journalistic awards for put video of a helicopter gunship attack on journalists.
Yep.
What else have they done? They released some of the information about Abu Ghraib prison, some of the abuses that were going on there. So they've done some really great things, but you know, now it looks like they might have gone a little too far. They're putting human operatives, intelligence operatives that the United States is using in peril by exposing too much information about them, and so MasterCard and some other people backed off and said, well, we're not going to process the donations to WikiLeaks anymore, and then hackers now have attacked those credit card companies. So
yeah, there's been a lot of backlash, I guess, about the things that have happened with it. I mean, first there was the like you said, there was some good information that was coming out, and then there was backlash from America where, you know, and Amazon stepped back and said, hey, we're not going to host your site anymore. Amazon does a lot of web hosting, their Amazon Web Services and storage and so on, and they said, we're not doing it, we're not touching you guys, which really, you know, borders on that kind of censorship sort of concept. And
well, yeah, except when they're doing stuff that could treasonous would be, you know, when you're releasing top secret information. That's the area we're talking about, and a responsible corporation can't really be participating in even stuff that has the appearance of treason. I'll give you a chance to collect your thoughts on this, because I feel I'm actually on both sides of this question. I think it's great that, you know, I think investigative journalism I think people need to take chances to get information out there, and you know, and governments can be over secretive and hide their mistakes through top secret clearance and that sort of thing. But like I said, this last the last couple of big releases he's had are very damaging to.
Yes.
Efforts to resolve various situations we have around the world. So.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and I talked briefly about it last week in that although I think at the end of the day, I agree with the decision not to host the site that, as you say, yeah, a reputable company wouldn't want to.
It sounds like you're reluctant, though. You really don't. You the man.
I am.
You want the man to control things.
Well, it's more about the process. I think, you know, and there was a French hosting organization that that was put in pretty much the same situation because the WikiLeaks founder, Assange, he had put a lot of his information out on this French website. Well, the French hosting company, I think, did it the right way. They didn't say, you know, blanketly, hey, we're hands off on this. We're not going to host you because of all this issues. We don't want to step in this political muck.
No.
What they did was they turned around. They said, oh, this is a sensitive issue. We're going to go to the courts and we're going to say, and the government, and say, is it okay for us to do it? You guys decide and tell us what to do.
Yeah.
I think that's the tack that Amazon should have taken, was that they should have publicly said, look, we're hosting this guy right now. He's meeting all of our contractual terms, but we're in a gray area. You know, Mr. U.S. government, could you please tell us what to do?
But who would think to put, well, you can't, in their contractual terms or in their contract with Amazon, how could Amazon have the foresight to say, oh, and by the way, you can't publish top secret material?
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're meeting the contractual agreements.
They're paying their
bills.
The U.S. government is having trouble figuring out how to pursue this criminally because there are no laws that, you know, there's nothing that says you can't put top secret information on the internet.
Yeah, and in fact, there's a report on Computer World today where they've actually got some quotes out of, there was a 24-page report that was put together by the Congressional Research Service specifically about what their chances were if they decide to try and prosecute Assange for these disclosures. And the bottom line, what they say is basically, and this is a quote, we are aware of no case in which a publisher of information obtained through unauthorized disclosure by a government employee has been prosecuted for publishing it. And obviously, you know, this is going to have huge, huge First Amendment implications if they were able to do so, and political ramifications. And again, quoting, based on concerns about government censorship. So, yeah, I think the government is probably not going to be able to do a whole lot about shutting it down or prosecuting anyways beyond that. And, you know, but what they would inform or recommend to companies such as Amazon as far as hosting. Now, I think Amazon and other hosting companies, they do have, I'm sure, written into their contracts, the, you know, some sort of line of, you know, hey, we can choose
around lawfulness
to host you or not.
Yeah.
And if this isn't stepping over any laws, you know, there's the recent case about the book on pedophilia that Amazon wrangled for a couple of weeks about whether they were going to take it off of their virtual bookshelves or not, because it was an ebook, and eventually did. They did do that, the right thing. But you know, their stance was, hey, it's not breaking laws specifically. You know, it's exhorting others or giving information to others, allowing them, kind of like the Anarchist Handbook, if you remember that being a big deal a while ago, and eventually made the decision that they would pull it off. But I think they have written in their contracts they can choose who to host and who not to host. They can choose to say, you know what, I just don't like you and I don't want to host you anymore, period.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you were some innocent, you know, this could easily, this scenario could easily play out. You could be a ISP, you could be a web hosting service, and what if this fell in your lap? Oh man.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not what you had in mind when you said, well, I'll host websites. You know, you wouldn't expect to have this kind of firestorm.
Yeah. Well, and you wouldn't want to be setting yourself into a position where you're going to be a target. You know, and like it or not. Although Assange is the true target, you're going to take a lot of the fire.
Yeah. But it's like who. And but now there's competing hackers. I mean, some people are there's a group that's hacked the Assange site, mm-hmm. and WikiLeaks, and there's groups now that are hacking the people that are against the Assange site. So it's very strange.
Yeah.
This is a new evolution is just curious. You know what's happening with the, and it's being played out dramatically online.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, it's really fascinating and interesting to see what's going to come out of this. If nothing else, you have to look at it as a good way of identifying some holes that that certainly exist in our government's secrecy plans. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. This was a private. That all this information came from a private.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard about this part.
And any intelligence gathering organization, you have to have low level people to, sort through it all.
That's what
this guy had very very low level access, low level rank access. He was able to disperse it to the entire world, as it turns out. So.
Oh man, there you go. You got a weakest link in the chain, so they say.
Yeah.
Well, as we were saying earlier, I'm gonna shift gears here over to some good things that the government has done. They've got a rail gun. I can't believe they've got a real rail gun. Yeah. This thing can.
The Navy's got it.
The Navy's got it. Yeah. Well, they need it. Yeah. It's important. Yeah.
What is a rail gun?
A rail gun is a weapon with a projectile. You know what? This may be. A question to ask Jay. Yeah, he may be able to give a really good specific
answer.
Boy,
I hope the phone works.
Yeah. I know that some of the basics of it is that basically you've got a magnetic field, and you just as it says you've got a projectile which is on a rail, and because of the electric field, kind of like our the super shuttle trains or the super trains.
Yeah, so it's like maglev.
Yeah, like maglev type of
idea. But it's being propelled by magnetic pulse rather than an explosion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can just, if you do it right, you can create some incredible velocities, in fact, and energies. In fact, this projectile that they fired off had, they estimated, 33 megajoules of energy, which is as much kinetic energy as a 33-ton semi traveling at 100 miles per hour, but all focused into a 5-pound payload. They can shoot this thing at least 110 nautical miles with accuracy.
Wow.
And
probably a lot less expensively than a cruise missile or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But probably without the accuracy. I guess it would be a different type of accuracy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Be a line of sight type of, or what do they call a
ballistic.
Yeah. No, that's not it either. It could be, but I'm trying to think. It was why computers were developed.
The ranging
first place. Yeah.
Computers, yeah. And so on. Yeah, which
once
are...
Once again, let's call Jay.
You know what? It's a good time to do that.
And by the way, folks, you hear us talk about the phones working or not working here. It's not a simple... It's not like your home phone. It's it's hooked on a computer and a USB card and... a big control board and all that sort of thing, and I please bear with us and understand that.
And somebody messed it all up.
Yeah. Yeah, spilling coffee on it or something.
They did. No. There was something happened. Yeah. It was about 3-4 weeks ago. All of a sudden, we had problems.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of different people who work on these things here and getting them all together and figuring out what happened.
No one is available to take your call.
Uh-oh.
Please leave a message.
Okay. That was
At least the phone worked.
The phone did work. We could hear them. That's the thing is we haven't had that issue too often. We can usually hear the other person. They can't hear us.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Jay would give us more information. He also had a great question last week, which he'll catch us up on about there's a connection between, well, there was a couple of, he had two questions for us. One was about, last week was Ninja Day, and to combat Pirate Day, and what was the origin of Ninja Day?
I don't know. Guys, you got to get some testosterone injections or something.
and then
Ninja Day versus Pirate,
Pirate
Day.
Ninja versus Pirate Day, exactly. Yeah, and sure. Then there was also a question about who has links to both The Incredible Hulk and Star Trek. And
that's a good question.
So that was a good one. There was something. There was a hook for this. I think it's because the author who's involved in this is writing something current, and Jay was going to tell us about that.
Yeah.
You know what, let me try.
Once again, let's tease people about something that's not going to happen.
Yeah, let me try one more time, just on the off chance that maybe he just missed that one. If not,
he's probably out Christmas shopping.
That could be. That could be.
Yeah. Oh.
That's not sounding good.
That sounds like a submarine problem. Dive. We got to dive. Seal the conning tower.
I don't think we get them this time. That's all right. You know, speaking of, reading and writing and stuff like that, the other thing that I did, I promised people I'd talk about, I got a Kindle. I finally did. I broke down.
Congratulations.
Actually, I didn't do it. My parents bought me a Kindle.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That was an early Christmas present for me.
So Kindle is daylight readable, right? Unlike the iPad?
That's right. Yeah, it is only daylight readable. You do need a little light if you want to read it at night. that's been...
It does have a backlight light, though. Doesn't it?
No, it does not.
Really?
No, it does not.
Oh,
no,
I didn't know that.
No, they really make it very similar to the feel and look that you would have reading an actual book. And so you do need a light. It's pretty neat, though. It uses very low energy. My parents got...
So the batteries last a long time.
They do if you're not using the web much. If you use the web much, then you plow through the battery similar to what you would with a laptop or something.
So it comes with cellular service?
Well, you can get it either way.
I know.
My parents got me the Wi-Fi version, and I actually...
Your Wi-Fi version.
I traded it up. I actually...
Did you really?
Yes,
do they know about that?
Yes. I told them I was going to. I was like, oh, that's great. I'm going to put an extra $50 in and trade it up. Yeah. So I did. And that worked
out. It's not just a card or something? You can't just get like a little... It's probably a mini... What do you call it, PCI or something?
Yeah, they slap something inside. This thing is amazing. It's amazingly thin, too. I've actually got it with me. I'll bring it in here in a few minutes. But it's amazingly
weighs
thin.
Like 4 ounces or something, eight ounces.
Yeah, it's great. I have to say, it doesn't feel delicate, though. It's not something where you're like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to drop it. You know, I mean, I wouldn't want to drop it, obviously, but it doesn't feel like it's going to shatter in my hands. You know, I've got big, clumsy, you know, gorilla hands, and it doesn't feel bad. Like, it's just going to break in me.
Yeah. So what kind of functions does it perform? A dedicated ebook reader and surf the web? Does it do anything else?
That's about it. It can also play audiobooks. It can play music as well, MP3s. It has an audio out port on it, and I've played that through my FM on my car stereo to listen to audiobooks and podcasts that way.
Yeah.
And that works quite well. That works nicely. You can listen to that. You can put it does a kind of a shuffle, though. You can't really choose what music or podcast. So I just put one thing on that I want to hear.
Well, I'm always that way anyway. I love random on MP3 players. I think that's like the coolest thing. Load an MP3 player up with a bunch of music, put it on random. I just get the biggest kick out of that.
Yeah.
I don't know why, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's always a surprise what comes up.
Yeah, and that's how this works. It does have the web service, which is the main reason I upgraded it to the 3G from just the Wi-Fi.
So how much storage?
3.5 gig. So
that's not bad.
Enough for $3,500.
Yeah.
And and a bunch of music too.
Yeah.
So which is great. I've been able to get my email. That was the main reason I upgraded to 3G was I really wanted something that I could just grab my email off of it too and see what was going on.
And you can answer email?
You can answer email. You can
touchscreen keyboard.
Nope. It's on. There's an actual physical keyboard.
Yeah.
It's a little, a little, it's actually, it's easier to use than I expected, but it's still, it's not like an actual keyboard. But for quick text notes back to people, things like that, Twittering, you know, is really easy with it. I actually am able to get onto Facebook and so on. It's sluggish. The web service is sluggish. It's not really,
really
designed for that at all. You know, but it does work for getting a quick email, or like Google Reader, is fantastic through it. It's got the mobile version. I also too go on to New York Times or BBC, and I'll get news that way.
Really nice, New York Times. That's
great. You can either pay for the subscription to New York Times, or you can just go to the New York Times website and get most of their content, you know, until you get to the paywall stuff. But the neat stuff, the neat thing is with the newspapers and with the Google Reader things is that they have a special web mode. It's called article mode, and it switches it, and it looks very much like a newspaper article. And so it's much more readable.
And there's no banner ads or animations or any of that stuff.
Exactly. So, and then the books, reading books on it is surprisingly to me, quite pleasant. It's fine. I still do in many cases like the feel of a book in my hands.
Yeah.
But it's not bad at all, and particularly for reference books. I've been, I've actually got a wedding I'm going to tonight. I've been I'm designated as the tech guy that I'm going to get connected up. This close friend of mine is marrying a beautiful young woman from China. She moved here from China, I think about a decade ago, and her family is still in China, so we're going to get them connected using a combination of Skype, and there's some Microsoft conferencing program that she's got that we're going to set up.
That you and haven't seen yet?
I have not seen. No. I'm going to get there a little early.
Nothing like a little pressure.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever tense before a wedding. Don't worry. Yeah. Everybody will be real relaxed and patient with you.
Well, and of course, none of her family speaks English.
Oh.
So, no, so this will be no problem. So I've downloaded and I've been using a little Chinese phrase book. I'm trying to bone up a little bit. So ni hao. Ni hao. Ni hao, Dave.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going to... Jiawan, I know, is good morning.
Yeah,
you're going to
be fine.
Yeah,
you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
No ting budan. That means I do not understand. And that's the most important thing
I'd have that one close at hand.
But it's been good. As I've got my Kindle, I carry that around wherever I'm at. I can bone up on a couple of these phrases and get them going without having to think about it. You know,
I don't see any problem with this.
I'll have to report back how that works.
Why weren't you at the rehearsal dinner? You know, you could have rehearsed the connection.
Oh, you know, I had suggested that, but the rehearsal dinner was a very formal event thing. They're doing a full Chinese tea, and they're also doing that again tonight as well.
Very nice.
So it's good. I'm really looking forward to it. It's gonna be beautiful. Like I said, she's a beautiful lady. It's a good match for my friend. It's his second time around, but I think this is the one that's gonna stick. And it's just it's gonna make a beautiful family. So
good.
Good.
You're not making the toast, are you? You know, I think this is the one that's gonna stick. Yeah, that's good. That's a very, very, very heartfelt sentiment.
Hey, you know what? I'm a realist.
You're a realist. Oh, that's good.
No, it really is. He's a great guy.
Stop talking.
All right. You know what? It's gonna be.
You're just gonna make it worse.
Best wishes.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, it looks like a pretty good shot.
Yeah, that's
at least 50-50.
I did at one wedding. There was a friend of mine who was getting married, and I think I told him at the wedding. It was after a couple of cocktails.
Uh-oh.
But I did say, hey, she's a wonderful lady. She's gonna make a very nice wife number one for you.
Oh no.
And I was convinced, and I was right. It turns out I was right. I was convinced that she was not going to be a long-term relationship. But this one, I have the same opposite feeling about this one.
Opposite feeling?
It's the same depth of feeling, but it's an opposite. You know what we should do? We should take a break.
No, please.
We We should please, take a break.
Before your name is some kind
few,
of suit.
I got a few spots and things to do.
Yeah, that's good. Let's hope nobody listens to the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
I
probably don't.
I don't know actually. If they do. Anyways, yeah. I'm trying to get these set up here. I never know what mix of promos versus spots and things I should throw on here.
Lord knows you just started.
But hey, you are listening to Tech Talk. Please come back. We're going to actually talk about some tech.
Are we?
Just a couple of minutes.
Great.
We'll be back at you.
I promise. Don't forget to tune in for Mike's backpack alarm.
Oh, yeah. I'll go get that set up. So we'll come back and we'll have the ear splitting backpack alarm waiting for you when you come back. All right.
We'll be here.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
You're listening to 98.3 FM, WRLR LP, Round Lake Heights, Illinois.
Hello, I'm Rick Haggerty.
Oh, come on in, Mr. Haggerty.
I understand you're starting a Radio Roots fan club.
We what?
I also heard you're donating money to WRLR.
Oh, Jim, what are we going to do?
We're going to find out where he belongs and get rid of him. That's what we're going to do.
Mr. Haggerty, you mean?
Yeah.
No, it's easy. Just go to www.wrlr.fm and click the donate button.
Mr. Haggerty, excuse me for laughing, but that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You won't regret it. All the money is completely tax deductible.
Oh, well, pardon me.
You know it's an all-volunteer, non-profit station.
Well, I've heard rumors, but it's nice to have it on such complete authority.
So go ahead, click and donate, then just relax.
Well, okay.
See you later.
Hey, goodbye, Mr. Haggerty.
Get the moving truck ready because the Sherry Depp Freedom Show is moving to a new time, starting January 5th, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Had enough of living month to month, paycheck to paycheck, with little hope of ever getting ahead? No matter what your age or income level, tune into the Sherry Debt Freedom Show with your host, Sherry Ridge, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. on 98.3 FM, WRLR.
Ever feel the need to just let go and scream?
Come and scream along with us at Metal Mayhem.
Metal Mayhem is
Wednesday from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. and again 11 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Since Comcast came into the Lake McHenry County area as the primary source for cable TV, they have shown themselves to be one of the most community-minded companies anywhere. They graciously have provided our studio facilities with cable TV services so that we may monitor nationwide news, and with CHSI high-speed internet service so that we may stream our broadcast signal via the web to increase our coverage area to include a global audience. For more information on their basic cable, digital cable, or high-speed internet services, their website is www.comcast.com.
All right. We're back.
We've calmed down some.
We tried to. Okay, I'm gonna do this.
I just killed a bug.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Not that kind of bug. a bug.
Oh, a real bug. A real bug.
Yeah. Not a bad bug, though.
No. Okay, that's good. Yeah, bed bugs are that's big news too. Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna do the iSafe alarm here. Now, as we mentioned, we're right across from the police station, so I'm hoping that this doesn't convince them to come over here and check out what's
and
going on.
Kick in
on.
The door. Take an axe to the door.
Bishop,
we have to save the
upset.
Radio station.
Yeah.
Well, everybody would be very upset. not just the president of the station, but the mayor and
that would not be
building inspector, the public works guy.
Got some plywood laying around home. Come over and fit that in there.
Yeah, you only live 40 minutes away.
All right, so I'm gonna go. I'm gonna set this thing off. I'm gonna set it off as shortly as possible. I'm actually gonna do this from out in the green room,
about 20 feet away.
Yeah. So just imagine that.
And this
sound.
Is a sound insulated room as
this
well.
This is a sound insulated room, but I have no doubts. I haven't tested this, but I have no doubts. This is still gonna be ear splittingly loud in the studio here. So I'll leave the door open, but other than that, I'm gonna be out in the green room. I'll be right back.
All right.
Dave will keep you occupied. For
oh
the
sure. Evening. Aren't you guys glad? Aren't you glad you tuned in today? How often does something like this happen? This is a first, maybe not just for Tech Talk, but for radio everywhere. You ready?
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. That's it. That's it. That's that. Okay.
That's, I thought it was incredibly loud.
Well, you know, when I took off my headphones, it was a little louder, and it is 20 feet away. But
yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
I don't see the police.
The police aren't going to come up.
The guy's still sleeping in a squad car out there.
But if you're not expecting it and you're trying to get a little too frisky.
It actually sounds like, you know, what do you call it? What was the thing in Star Trek where they put you one place and then put you another? Transporter.
The transporter.
Yeah, it sounded like a, you know, matter transporter.
Oh, a little bit. A little bit. Right. So if you're looking for that kind of a thing, iSafe.com.
I got to tell you, I'm let down. I really
am. Did I build it up too much?
I really am.
I built it up too much.
I don't know what to do.
It seemed awfully loud.
I was really looking forward to it.
I thought it was going to be louder in here. You know, maybe the noise canceling did really absorb a lot of it. After the show.
My ears don't have noise canceling.
After the show.
Or maybe it's a soundproof room.
Yeah,
after the show,
we'll walk you out there and you can listen to it out there. My ears are ringing just a touch still from.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the shrillness of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be.
Or maybe it's the medication.
I have a little bit of hearing loss anyway. So yeah, it could be the medication I've been on. I'm self-medicating these days. I don't know if you realize that. It's much cheaper that way.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, the regular stuff is quite costly.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it can be. Yeah. It can be. It can catch up to you very quick.
Yeah.
I had a really cool thing. Now, we're a little bit later here. We're going to get to, of course, Cool Sights of the Week.
Yay!
And we'll have a podcast, Only Song of the Week, which I think is actually going to be a true podcast only. I think it's one we're not going to be able to play right on air, but we'll see about that. I've got a few lined up that we can talk about. One article I ran across this week that I found absolutely fascinating. It makes a complete amount of sense too. I love data. I love manipulating data. I like the idea that it's there and we can do stuff with it and you can make really cool and interesting connections.
What do you mean by data? I mean, everything's data.
Exactly. That's what I love about it. Everything is data. Everything is data. If you only know
how to
use
it. So you're not talking about specific data. You're not talking about demographics. You're not talking about sales figures. You're not talking about, you know, financials.
It's all data. That's what I love about it. And here's the really cool thing somebody did
like
with some,
any kind of information.
Here's something somebody did with data that you may not have thought about. Now, it's been known for a little while here that if you take a picture with a digital camera, or especially with your phone, and many services are offering this now, any more and more so, Flickr, Picasa, and so on, that it will tag it.
It'll geotag it.
Yeah. Your latitude and longitude. Yeah. You get that all. Your GPS coordinates are all on there as part of the picture. And in fact, even if you don't realize it, if your phone has GPS, chances are it's attaching that information anyways to the picture. And when you upload it, and in fact, there's been some criminal cases where culprits have been caught because they didn't realize that their geolocation was being placed along with the photo when they put it up to Facebook. So interesting, right? That's kind of cool stuff and all that. Well, here's somebody thought about this a little bit more and said, you know what? I bet we could figure out who your friends are. Based upon
Facebook does. Yeah. Is that what you just said?
Well, Facebook does this, but this was something
and that was creepy with the first time it happened to me a couple 3 months ago, I think. Where they, you know, all of a sudden Facebook sent me a thing and said, "This looks like you. Is this you?
Oh, well, there's that. No, that's something different. That's a little different. Yeah, they do have face recognition software that they're using, and they also too have that they'll use with your friends. But this is different. This is separate from Facebook per se. It's actually they're taking photograph data from Facebook, from Picasa, from Flickr, but primarily they focused on Flickr for this proof of concept idea, which was to say that let me take all of Dave's pictures and all of Mike's pictures and all of these other pictures and see how many intersects they have, how many coincidental location intersects they have at the same time and same place. Now, they used an actual latitude and longitude square, which is it's pretty big. It's like 80 kilometers in size. But they said, let's see how many times you've taken pictures within this square at the same time. And then my guess is you're going to be friends, that you guys probably know each other. And what they found then, based upon that, and they used 38 million.
Or should be.
Yes, yes, exactly. Should be friends. If you're not, you should be. Hey, you know, see, that's the next step to using the data, is then introducing these people who are in the same places at the same times all the time.
Yeah.
But anyways, 38 million geotagged and time-stamped
photographs. Well, you can just stand still. You can just stand still in that place and wait for people to pass by and go, hi. You know, but that would involve, you know, nothing, you know, not even a pencil and paper.
Yeah. But so anyways, what they found was that if two people were on three separate occasions took an image within the same locational area on the same day, that they have around a 5% chance that they actually know each other, which is 300 times greater than the 0.0134% chance of two randomly chosen Flickr users knowing each other.
Mm-hmm.
So now the likelihood of this jumps.
It's a big increase, but still kind of small.
Yeah. Still kind of small, but this actually jumps to nearly 60% for two people who take images in the same cell on the same day for five occasions. And you can correlate that information just as easily. What's more, those numbers are probably likely to be an underestimate, the study researchers say, because many Flickr users keep their contact lists private or don't use the website's social networking feature at all, so they could not actually confirm that the people might have or would have known each other. So very interesting. Now, on the other hand, the guy's name was Crandall. They do say that the data might be skewed to favor these positive outcomes because people are much more likely to take photographs when they're out with their friends. You know, you're not just wandering down the street taking a picture. So there might be a little bit of a skew. But alternatively, too, it
doesn't seem to be that big of a stretch, though, if people are, you know, in the same area that they're, you know.
They're going to know each other.
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that would skew it the other direction, though, too, is, you know, if you're at a bar where there's live music or a concert or some event, you know, sporting event.
Sure, yeah.
Tons and tons of people are going to be taking pictures, but not necessarily know each other. And I guess that's why they have the, you know, three times in the same location, five times in the same location.
Yeah.
I just thought it was fascinating, really creative use of the information that was available out there.
Sure. And it'll be interesting to see how and in what way all this will bring us together down the road. I mean, things are just, you know, just evolving that way. You're just like, well, how do we connect? I think it's, you know, the whole thing with Facebook, they're talking about that's going to be a way to shop. And, you know, it can be a real hub in how to connect. You know, of course, they said that about AOL 2 years ago. You know?
Yeah. Oh God. Don't talk to me about AOL. I was helping my aunt, 2 days ago, trying to get somewhere on the internet, and she uses AOL to get to the internet. And they still have a big, what do you call that? The AOL
portal.
Yeah. Yes. And she has never done anything, not within the portal.
Right.
And so I was trying to explain to her, you know, okay, type in www. Where do I do that? What this comes up in the search, open up Internet Explorer. What? Open up Windows Explorer? Why would I do that?
Yeah, I know. I've had similar experiences. And what I've had is that warnings about expiration of, or not expiration, updating for virus software, that sort of thing. If people use AOL to connect to the internet, it'll do that. It'll start AOL to give them the warning about the virus software. And then once you fix the problem, you're still getting the nag screen from AOL. And I have not figured out have not wanted to take the time to figure out how to stop that, how to get. I tell them just ignore it.
or better yet, uninstall all of their junk and just use the PPOE connection that you can do anyways. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's a tutorial then.
Yeah.
Now you're there for hours.
Yeah.
You know, showing people how to use Internet Explorer.
This is true. Yeah,
and they'll just go back to their old ways when you leave the house anyway. So.
Yeah. Sometimes you can set that up in the router. I know, you know, where they don't even have to have the software, as long as you can. And a lot of the newer routers have got the PPOE configuration set up so you can do it automatically. You just have to know the login name and password, and then it'll go right in through. And in fact, that may be something we can talk about next week, because we're going to have Cisco on next week, Cisco Linksys.
You know, oh, that's great. I hope I can make it next week, because, You know, and I have a Linksys router, and I've had it for 5 years, Wi-Fi router, and I've never, it's been great. Mm-hmm. It's in the basement. I think it's still there. I haven't touched it. There must be like an inch of dust on it.
Oh, man.
I haven't touched it for years and years. You know, talk about works, you know, thoughtlessly or without any effort.
Yeah.
And so it's about time to get a new one.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a couple laptops with N cards in them. And it's I think it's I've got a B router.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and they've got a whole line of new ones, of course, the E2000 and the E3000Ns and things like that are really good. And 802.11n is taken, you know, it's enough. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a new router, but I'm going to repurpose my old router into a repeater so that I'm going to extend
the distance
of the
Wi-Fi. You know what else is a good idea?
Uh-oh.
Cool websites of the week would be really nice right
now. Oh, my gosh.
And I bet you don't have any idea where the music is.
Oh, there it is. Look at that. See? I actually had it on
tap.
Sit back. I had it on tap.
Relax.
I am so on top of things today. Man.
Listen to the cool. Grab a nice beverage and listen to the cool website.
Absolutely. Very relaxed today. Yeah, I do have some pretty cool little websites this week. One of the first ones
That's
here.
That's good news.
One of the first ones I want to talk about. Now I've mentioned Mint in the past as a neat website if you're trying to capture and manage all of your finances. It's really cool. You go to mint.com. It's online. It's free. You have to have a little bit of trust in their service because you're putting your credit cards and your bank information in there. But they have been around now for quite some time, and I've been using them and have had no problems. Very cool. So that's great.
Not yet.
Well, it's true. Not that it's increased my net wealth or anything like that, but it's at least allowed me to track the.
I'm sure you've done some due diligence in terms of, you know.
Yes. And they're open. You know, they're run by large companies. Not that that always helps you, but it's a fairly secure situation. But they've got, and I was just mentioning a second ago about how I love data. Well, they have got something called Mint Data now. And what they've done is they've taken some information, they've disaggregated it so that you can't, you know, sort it back. But they will tell you, like, if you're looking for, a restaurant in your area, and you want to know though what about on average how much would you spend to go to some of the top restaurants in your area, and you type that in, pull it up, and it will tell you, like, it's right on the front page there. It'll show you most popular restaurant in San Francisco and La Boulange, and the average bill is about $11. However, if you go to Osha Thai, average bill there $42.
Really, for a Thai place?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
It must be great.
So it must be really, really good. San Francisco Soup Shop, $7.88.
Yeah,
so really cool though. But you can really look, especially if you're trying to think, you know, what places are trending, where are people going, things like that. And then also too, what should you expect to spend at a certain place? If you go to top shopping spots in New York by highest average spend. Now this is not being done by individual visits. This is by highest average spend. You'll find that people are spending the most money in New York on jewelers still. Electronics is third on the list. And then behind that is Hugo Boss. So it's interesting information. You can play with it a lot. There's a lot of different things that you can do with it. And it's just, I love stuff like that. I love just, you know, data. All the cool things you can think of to do with it, I just think is amazing. Amazing.
Oh, sure.
Now we did, you know, I'm having a tough time searching through some of these cool sites this week because we had so many good ones last week and it had a lot of great stuff. This is great. I don't know if this has ever happened to you where your keyless remote entry for your car, you lose it or something happens to it, or maybe you just want an extra one or something. Here is a great place you can go, fileAR.com. I'll have to give you the link. It's hugely long and crazy, but you can actually reprogram a replacement keyless entry remote on your own. Not only that, not only can you replace it on, you know, replace one, but you can actually, if you have two cars of the same type or model. Many times you can actually get it to work on both of those cars. So you only need one remote to open both of your cars.
Oh, cool.
So I thought this was really cool stuff. It's one of those, you know, if you got a weekend or so to kill and want to play around with something like this,
well,
it's
not
a great
to mention, places can charge you a lot of money to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And also, if you have an older car with an unusual remote, it can be quite difficult to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very handy.
Yeah. Absolutely. It can really be a problem. It can be a big problem. There's another one that I wanted to give you too. Here. This is cool. Everybody's having Christmas parties right now. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of things going on where you're trying to get people to your house for whatever it may be. Either
WRLR had their Christmas party last week.
They did. Yeah. They did. It's
we
true.
Did. Yeah.
And I heard it went very well. I heard there was a lot of empty
must
seats.
Must have been a late arriver must have said that.
There were a few empty seats, but the people that came
we had a great
had a wonderful time.
We had a wonderful time.
I apologize. I was not able to make it myself. I can't remember what happened. I think I had a hockey game with
my son. We have some Latino friends here at the station, people that do Spanish language programming.
Mm-hmm.
They brought some dip that was like, yowie. It was like, holy. It was orange. It was orange and glowing. And
some serious stuff.
Yeah, huh? it was everybody that had a taste, you know, their eyebrows like disappeared into their hairline. Yeah.
Oh man, I love spicy stuff.
This was supposed to something.
So if it was orange, it must have been using habaneros.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Yeah, okay. I would think many habaneros. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Well, if you are going to have a Christmas party, whether you're going to singe the eyebrows off your guests or not, there's a really cool site. It's called mapenvelope.com. And it's exactly what it sounds like, is you can make an envelope that actually has your map on it. And so it's part of the envelope. I know it sounds a little odd. You got to take a look at it.
So you let people know where you are, that you're mailing stuff to. That could be a great marketing tool.
Exactly.
Especially,
yeah.
You know, local marketing. You know, you could, just visit us here.
I'm going to show it here to Dave. Of course,
now the burden's on me to try and describe it. It's a map.
It's
on
a map,
an envelope.
And it's in.
Oh, it's inside,
inside the
envelope.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
open
yeah.
it up. That's very clever.
Yeah, so it's got the address. It's got a map. You know, because everybody's always sending maps to people. And
what's the pink design on your browser there, Mike?
It's
probably awareness or something. It's Vio.
Yeah, it's just the Vio.
Sunny Vio
background.
Yeah,
it's my wife's.
Map inside an envelope. That's a great marketing tool.
Yeah. I just think it's really neat. Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Even not for parties, but for your business. You send this thing out to people.
For parties, it didn't even occur to me for parties, but that'd be great. You know, a lot of times, you know, that's lacking a lot of times in newspaper ads or print ads. Sometimes they don't even put addresses in anymore. So, these mailings like this are targeted towards zip codes. So it'd be great if, you know, you say, oh, well, here's where this location is in your neighborhood, right inside the envelope.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I just thought it was what a clever and well done idea. I just thought it was really nicely done.
Yeah,
and good
very
stuff.
Very thoughtful.
Good
yeah.
stuff.
Just like it's thoughtful to end on time.
Oh my gosh, it is. It's almost 11 o'clock on Saturday. You've been listening to Tech
so close
Talk
to 11 o'clock
on WRLR.
You have no idea.
I am going to leave you with a podcast-only song of the week, but I'm going to play it. I've actually got a radio edit version I may put for the podcast, the non-radio edit version of it, but I'll play the radio edit version right now of Pacey Singer, and is the name of the song. The artist is called A Human.
I like that. This is WRLR Round Lake Heights.
Thanks for listening, guys. Come back next week. We got Cisco on, and hopefully Jay, and
Pancho too.
Maybe even Dave too.
Yeah, maybe me. Pancho, Cisco.
Pancho, Cisco.
Jay, if we could get the phones working, if he answers. See you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Place the money on the counter and your hands upon your head. Take kindly to this robbery and no one ends up dead. You see, I am still too mad man. You should tell it to your friends. My reputation goes before me as the madman of the world. politician who stole money from the blind. You could say it runs in the family. I'm more PC with my crimes. My complexion's kinda gritty. Lost my teeth when I was nine. Don't have a problem. One of you folks here, and it's not based upon my prejudice, but the color of your hair. You see, I am a nice guy, really, but sadly that's a lie, and I apologize wholeheartedly that someone has to die. My soul for money.